Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from Numbers chapter 6, verses 24 through 26. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Achoo! A loud sneeze. What do you say when you hear someone sneeze? Bless you. You probably say it without even thinking. Maybe you learned it when you were little, just like saying please or thank you. It's a kind thing to say. But have you ever thought about what it really means? When we say bless you, we are not just being polite. We're asking God to help that person feel better and stay healthy. That's a big thing to ask, because only God gives real protection and care. A long time ago in the Bible, God gave his people a very special blessing. You can find it in Numbers chapter 6. God told Moses' brother Aaron to say it to the people. That's why it's called the Aaronic blessing. For thousands of years, God's people have heard these words at the end of church services. But this blessing isn't just nice words. It's God showing us how much he loves us. When God says, "I bless you," he's not just saying it. He's doing it. He's giving us good things like breath in our lungs, sunshine, and people who care about us. Sometimes we think blessings are only the stuff we get, but the best blessing is that God is with us. Think about these words, "The Lord bless you and keep you." That means God is close by. He sees when you're sad, scared, or tired. And he promises to help. When you feel all alone, God is right there. When you mess up, God forgives you. When life feels hard, God holds you close. God's blessings aren't just words. They have power. Because God's word always does something. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. We pray to the Lord. Dear Lord God, thank you for always being with me and blessing me every day. Help me remember that your love is bigger than any fear or mistake. Keep me close to you and help me be a blessing to others too. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.